WASH post op-ed, Democrats tout rule of law but celebrate illegal migration. By Neil Monroe on August 18, 2022. Democrats justify the FBI's raid on former President Donald Trump's home as even-handed enforcement of the law, yet illegally allow many southern economic migrants into Americans' workplaces, noted a Washington Post op-ed. "We've been hearing a lot about the rule of law lately," wrote Henry Olson, a GOP-aligned moderate on the Washington Post's roster of mostly pro-establishment op-ed writers. "Biden's look the other way immigration policy is in effect an ingenious way to avoid that rule. That mocks the principle he piously says he supports," he added. For example, Attorney General Merrick Garland justified the FBI raid on Donald Trump's Florida home, saying on August 11, "Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing. All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, to due process of the law, and to the presumption of innocence." In December, the Supreme Court will hear arguments that Biden and his deputies are willfully ignoring their obligation to detain job-seeking border crossers. The laws include 8 U.S.C. sections 1226c, 1, 1231a, 2, and 1231a, 1a, which say the Attorney General shall take into custody, shall detain, and shall remove migrants. Olson's op-ed is headlined "Biden's failed immigration policy should be a scandal." He notes that the mass migration is not being treated as a scandal by the establishment, despite the job impact on ordinary Americans, including those who oppose the labor migration. "This is bad for the country for a host of reasons. It's bad because it does a nation no good to disrespect its own borders. It's bad because as the country recovers from the pandemic, allowing massive numbers of people to join the economy means legal residents will have to compete with them for jobs. And it's bad because it divides our country by flagrantly ignoring the sentiments of the half or so of voters who want illegal immigration to be controlled. So much for healing the nation." Olson argues that Biden's policy has failed. "The huge numbers of migrants crossing the border make it clear, Biden's immigration policy has failed." "Not so," responded John Fear, a former top enforcement official in President Donald Trump's border agency. "The Biden administration's immigration policy is to allow foreigners to break our laws en masse, and to that extent, the administration is succeeding in their goals. This massive illegal immigration we're experiencing is not something the administration is trying to avoid. They've created it. They've encouraged it, and they're continuing to welcome it. The Biden administration would feel that they were failing if ICE officers were still doing their jobs to the fullest extent possible." The Biden policy is viewed as a success by pro-migration advocates even if voters push back by electing the GOP to the House and Senate, said Fear, who works with the Center for Immigration Studies. "For them, losing an election in the short term is worth adding millions of illegal aliens. They don't care about any negative fallout. They aren't concerned about the public safety threat, the national security threat, or even the political threat in the short term. Nothing matters more than allowing mass illegal immigration by any means necessary to turn the United States into California." In contrast, he continued, the GOP is failing from a political standpoint because they have no actual plans to oppose migration. If mass migration was an actual concern for the GOP would have some sort of a plan to boost up the middle class, he said. Extraction migration. Wall Street is built on extraction migration. The policy extracts human material, migrants, from poor countries and uses them as workers, renters, and consumers to shift vast wealth from ordinary people to billionaires in Wall Street. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has extracted tens of millions of legal and illegal migrants, plus temporary visa workers, from poor countries to serve as workers, managers, consumers, and renters for various U.S. investors and CEOs. This policy of labor inflation makes it difficult for ordinary Americans to advance in their careers, get married, raise families, or buy homes. Extraction migration slows innovation and shrinks Americans' productivity, partly because it allows employers to boost stock prices by using cheap stoop labor instead of productivity-boosting technology. The flood of cheap labor tilts the economy towards low productivity jobs and has shoved at least 10 million American men out of the labor force. Migration undermines employees' workplace rights, and it widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' big coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. An economy built on extraction migration also drains Americans' political clout over elites, alienates young people, and radicalizes Americans' democratic civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The economic policy is backed by progressives who wish to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European origin civic culture into a progressive-directed empire of competitive, resentful identity groups. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world, Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times in March 2022. It will be an extraordinary achievement, we will ultimately triumph, he boasted. The progressives' colonialism-like economic strategy kills many migrants. It exploits the poverty of migrants and splits foreign families as it extracts human resources from poor home countries to serve wealthy U.S. investors. This migration policy also minimizes shareholder pressure on U.S. companies to build up beneficial and complementary trade with people in poor countries. Business-backed progressive advocates hide this extraction-migration economic policy behind a wide variety of noble-sounding explanations and theatrical border security programs. Progressives claim that the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, that migration is good for migrants, and that the state must renew itself by replacing populations. Establishment Republicans and major GOP donors hide the wealth shift towards investors by amplifying the conservative media coverage of border chaos, welfare spending, migrant crime, and drugs. Many polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration, but they also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This third rail opposition is growing: anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.